Well, turn with me today on this Monday to Galatians chapter 1, and just a little background on the book of Galatians. This is a very short book of the Bible, 6 short chapters long. It comes right after 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Now, I know that when we read study Bibles, sometimes we read conflicting information on where something was written or the exact dates it was written. And so always remember that there are some different views on that. There's a lot of debate on Galatians as to when exactly Paul wrote it and where he wrote it from. Some think he was in prison. Some don't think he was in prison. Some people think he was writing to people in northern Galatia. Some think southern Galatia. Some think it was to churches that he had planted, others that his proteges had. But regardless, it is addressed to the churches in Galatia. So we're going to go with that. And this is a very personal letter that he writes to those people, because he starts out by scolding them about turning to a false gospel. Now, obviously, it seems Paul had been there and explained to them the gospel of Christ. Of course, Paul, with his past, is very, very focused on being sure that he is sharing the truth. And he talks about how these people have turned to a false gospel. Now, a lot of Christian thinkers think that they had fallen into Pharisaical, meaning like the Pharisees, ways of thinking, which is very legalistic. And we'll see that theme throughout the book of Galatians, that Paul is preaching about God's grace as opposed to following rules and being religious. So he spends the rest of this chapter, in essence, telling his testimony. I think he feels a desire to make sure people know that his words are valid, not that he's seeking their approval. We'll get to that in a minute. But he wants to make sure that they understand that he has the approval of not only the apostles, whom they all would greatly respect, but also that he was called by God. But let's go back to verse 10, if you would, with me, because he says something really important, I think, for all of us to focus on today. So right after this reprimand that he gives them, Paul says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ." Now, this is certainly something for all of the people pleasers out there. Let me ask you this. Are you a people pleaser or are you a God pleaser? As many of you have heard many, many times, you will never please everyone. And you will always disappoint. You will always let down, and there will be times you disagree with others. There are people that, it seems, spend their entire life trying to win the approval of other people. And let's just put that in perspective for a moment today. I can tell you that I would have been done with ministry a long time ago if I would have continued to be a people pleaser. I am a recovering, if you will, a recovering people pleaser. And I think that there's something that we have to be careful of, that we don't just become jerks that don't care what anybody thinks about us. But when it comes to standing firm in faith and truth, it is important that we work on not caring what people think about us. So what if our desire to please God was always greater than our desire to please people? You know, I have a theory that I want to share with you. So going back to that question, what if my desire to please God was always greater than my desire to please people? I know that God has put people in my life, people in authority figures, people or in authority, people who are placed in my life that I am to care for, that I am to shepherd, family members that I am to love and take care of and provide for. So what about this? Here's my theory. If I focus on pleasing God and not pleasing people, then God will allow me to please the right people. Those people in my life, my family, my spouse, those that I shepherd, those that I disciple, those that God has put in my life to care for. Because really, when we think about it, isn't that the ones that we are called to please? Or in other words, that we're called to honor? Doesn't mean we'll always do what our children want us to do. That wouldn't be healthy anyways. But I think it starts with us putting God as the one that we're trying to please. If we went into each day thinking, today my goal is to please God. In doing so, if we think of Colossians 3 that says, in everything you do, do it as if you're doing it for the Lord, then those authority figures in our life, it wouldn't be about pleasing them, but it would be about pleasing God by honoring them through our work. Something to think about today. Those of you who are people pleasers, do you need to become a recovering people pleaser? Let's focus on the main one that we are to please, and that's God, and then allow Him to work that all out as far as how much others are pleased with us. You'll never get the approval of everyone, but you got the approval of God, who calls you worthy, even in your imperfection. But we need to focus on pleasing Him. Be back with you tomorrow.